following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
This year, we did what we were supposed to do. We fought as a team. We fought as a team. There will be one Super Bowl champ crowned at the end of this year. That's it. So the way we feel, somebody gonna feel like that tomorrow, and somebody gonna feel like that in a week. That's a fact. And the fact is, we got to come back and go to work to make sure we finish it next time.
Broken up and intercepted, Corey Graham. He's going to the house. It's Curry Johnson. This is our best friend.
And with the power of a prophet, Ray Lewis foretold what has come to pass. The Ravens return to Foxborough this weekend for a rematch against the Patriots. Good evening, I'm Jerry Sandusky. Welcome to Ravens Report, the AFC Championship Edition. The Ravens return to Foxborough marks the first time in more than a quarter of a century the AFC title game features a rematch. For Ravens players and fans, this game can't get here soon enough. Marks the third time in the last 5 years under John Harbaugh the Ravens have made it to the conference title game. And while each season's accomplishments stand on their own, for this year's Ravens team to make it back to Foxborough after what happened there last year marks an amazing feat and an enormous opportunity.
It's hard to go through a whole season and get to a championship game. You know, it's a challenging thing. You've got 16 teams in a conference that are vying for that spot, and only two teams get to that spot. And there's a lot that goes on in a football season. There's so many challenges, so many adversities. So it's an accomplishment to get back there. It's hard. It's easy to say, hey, we're going to get back here. We're going to be here again next year. We're going to do it differently next time. Well, the biggest challenge is getting back there. I mean, that's the hardest part. Now we've done that. So now the next challenge, and the Patriots have done it as well. But this game stands on its own 2 feet. Last year's game has no bearing on this game. Whoever plays the best in this game is going to be the team that wins the game. And it's our job to try to be that team.
I could not be more proud, not just for the game and for the win, just to call you my friends and to call you my brothers. And I think I speak for every single man here.
Absolutely.
Every single man here.
It seems like football or any kind of highly emotional, intense thing just brings out what people are. You know, I don't know if it makes you. You know, maybe adversity is what forges people a little bit, but those kind of situations are like opportunities. And I'm just so proud of the guys for being at their best in one of the toughest situations that you can be in, especially with the adversity that transpired throughout the game. Our guys were at their best. They were at their most unified, and they were at their most at their best in terms of being a team, you know, and that was just great to be a part of that.
Fields it at the 11. Starts to his right, back to the 15, 20, 25, 30. Look out. He's at midfield. One man to beat, far sideline, 30, 20, 10. Sam Cook dives, and a Holiday is in for the punt return touchdown.
You have to keep your composure, you know, because you're talking about your football team, you know, and all of us do. I mean, the players do, the coaches do. You're in the heat of battle. You're always trying to think ahead. Talked to our team about that last week. You know, think ahead. Think to the next play, the next series, the next challenge. Make your plans. The defensive back, you know, has to anticipate the motion and then have his check ready ahead of time. You know, I think a coach has to do the same thing. Well, when you're in the AFC, you've got to go through the best players and the best quarterbacks, you know, and Andrew Luck, in my mind, is one of those. Obviously, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady have been in that category for a long time. But I would also say that those teams have to go through us. They've got to go through our quarterback. And I think Joe Flacco is pretty darn good, too. So that's the challenge that every team has.
When we return, we bring you along for the ride. Ray Lewis's last ride with the AFC Championship Lamar Hunt Trophy clearly within the sights.